Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 4, 14 to 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. My theme for reflection is the grace to stand. The grace to stand. A little boy once went ice skating for the first time. He was full of excitement, but quickly realized that skating was much harder than he expected. He fell again and again, bruising his knees and his pride. Frustrated, he was ready to quit, but his father knelt beside him and said, "I know it is hard, but I am here. Hold on to me and let's try again." How often do we feel this way in our faith journey? We start with enthusiasm, eager to follow Christ, but then trials come. We stumble, we fall. We wonder if we will ever get it right. Hebrews 4, 14 to 16 reminds us that we are not left alone in our struggles. We have a high priest, Jesus, who understands our weaknesses, who has been tested in every way as we are, yet without sin. And because of this, we are invited to approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In the Old Testament, the high priest was the one who stood between the people and God, offering sacrifices for their sins. But Jesus is the ultimate high priest. He does not just offer a sacrifice, he is a sacrifice. And unlike human priests, who were limited in their ability to understand the struggles of those they served, Jesus knows exactly what it means to be tempted, to feel pain, to face sorrow. He walked the road we walk, yet he never gave in to sin. C.S. Lewis puts it this way: only those who try to resist temptation know how strong it is. A man who gives in to temptation after 5 minutes simply does not know what it would have been like an hour later. Christ, because he was the only man who never yielded to temptation, is also the only man who knows to the full what temptation means. This means that when we are struggling, when we feel weak, when we fail, when we are tempted to give up, we can come boldly to Jesus. He does not turn us away. He does not shake his head in disappointment. Instead, he offers us two gifts: mercy for when we fail, and grace to strengthen us to stand again. Lent is a season of recognizing our weaknesses, but it is also a season of recognizing God's strength. We do not walk this road alone. The same Jesus who endured the wilderness, who stood firm against Satan's temptations, who carried the cross, this same Jesus stands with us in our struggles. He invites us to come, not in fear, but in confidence, knowing that at the throne of grace, we will always find help. So if you have fallen, do not stay down. If you are weary, do not despair. Hold on to Christ. He understands, he strengthens, and he will never let go. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, In what areas of my life do I need to trust in God's grace rather than my own strength? Number two, how does knowing that Jesus understands my struggles change the way I approach him in prayer? Now let me take our practical exercise for today. Take 5 minutes today to pray specifically for grace in an area where you feel weak. Instead of just asking for strength, imagine yourself approaching the throne of grace. Picture Jesus welcoming you with open arms. Write down any thoughts or feelings that arise. Lord Jesus, you are my high priest, the one who understands my struggles and welcomes me with mercy and grace. When I fall, help me not to stay down. When I am weak, remind me that you are strong. Teach me to come boldly to you, knowing that you will always help me in my time of need. Thank you for your unfailing love. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.